Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'd like to welcome Megan O'Neill to the show. She's the Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Greater Richmond YMCA. And Megan, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come on the radio and talk about the current situation. Tell me the timeline for you all. Making the decision, I assume, to shut down everything. Were you hoping to keep some elements open? Were you resistant to that? What went through your mind and your team's mind as you tried to respond appropriately?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with, you know, having 17 locations that are spread throughout our area, it was really important that we just continue to stay updated with what our local state and federal government were telling us to do. So we really wanted to make sure that we weren't contributing to the problem and following what our local protocol was telling us. So I think as the information continued to develop, and we decided to make our decisions based on, you know, what we were hearing, and we started mitigating parts of our operation to kind of contain what we were being told in terms of, you know, large crowds and people, in terms of, you know, wiping down our equipment and making sure that the people that were coming into our facility knew to do the same, that they were feeling okay, and that we were just hyper vigilant about, you know, making sure our facility was kept sanitized and quite clean.
And when did you actually hit the button to say the doors are closed, we're not going to be open anymore?
Yeah, well, you know, we hit that button. We decided actually fairly early Wednesday that we were going to do that. And as of Wednesday, our facilities were closed.
Of last week?
No, of this week.
Of this week. Okay, okay. It's interesting. I've seen these emails going around that I'm low that I won't bring up the name of there. Apparently, there's one gym that is letting 10 people in at a time and then disinfecting, and it's a 30-minute workout, and it's very limited. And I don't know whether they're taking people's temperatures before they go in. Did you contemplate, with such a large group of people who go to your gym, did you contemplate whether that was the way to go about this?
That particular decision, we did not. We felt at that point, with it being so limited and having so many facilities, that we really felt that it was safer for, you know, our membership and our staff to really do what was recommended by just, you know, shutting down and allowing this to run its course and you know, following the protocol that's been given.
It's interesting because I was working out all of last week and into the weekend and, you know, did the social distancing, and I was pretty diligent about wiping down all the equipment that I was on. But I did notice that there was a guy who had a mask on, who had spray and was going around doing that. And I was thinking, man, I feel fine about what I'm doing, and I think I'm being responsible to myself and to other people, but I would hate to be that poor guy. You know, that's just,
absolutely. You know, at some point, I think if you're in facilities and you're worried enough that you are wearing a mask, perhaps it's time to take your exercise outdoors.
Yeah. Working out is not the only thing that the Y does for the community. I mean, if I remember correctly, you've got child daycare and some programs for people who might not have access to resources in their own homes. Has all of that stopped well, or what is your thought about the next couple of months, you think?
Sure. So at this point, all of our operations have ceased. I think initially, again, we were trying to keep bits and pieces of it open, but then it just made sense, you know, for us to be socially responsible in that respect. But, you know, I have to tell you, we have done an incredible job of putting all of our exercise and workouts online through our website. So we are really encouraging our membership that although you can't be, you know, with your fellow friends and members, you can certainly get your workouts on by going to our website and pulling. We have over 100 different workouts that you can do, you know, in your living room, in your bedroom, out in your backyard. So we are, although our facilities aren't open, we are really encouraging our members to stay strong and healthy by working out.
Yeah. Well, you got to do it. I walked in after being here at the radio station all day yesterday, and Alonzo was doing push-ups in the living room. And I'm like, okay, well, is this a challenge or something? Yeah. Let me ask you about your employees. Everyone who's been kind enough to come on the show, I feel obligated to ask, what's the status of your employees? Are they still employed? Have you had to lay people off? How are you as a business person in your unique situation dealing with that?
Yes, you know, and I think after the hard decision of closing, this was the second hardest decision, well, just that we had to talk about and took the most time. You know, we know that our employees are the face of our YMCA, and we're doing everything we can to pay and retain them during this time. I think, you know, we are able to kind of make them whole through April 2nd is the date that we're, you know, we're initially talking about a two-week close. Clearly, if this, you know, continues, and none of us know how long this is going to go on for, you know, other decisions will have to be made. But at this point, we are compensating our part-time staff, even though they're not working.
Yeah. Trying to hold on. I admire that sentiment and that declarative action right now. And let's hope it all clears in the next couple of weeks.
And I think, you know, at the end of the day, when we reopen and we all will come back stronger, we need our staff and we need our people. Yeah. And I have to say, you know, our members have been fantastic in terms of their dues. They're saying, you know, please continue to draft me. I want to be able to support my local Y. And if my contribution helps do that in some way, please have at it, which has been, you know, phenomenal.
Well, that's interesting, too. I had not contemplated that some people might be not willing to pay whatever the monthly amount. That's very interesting that people have been willing to do that.
We've been thankful for their outreach and their support, not only of the Y, but for our staff as well.
Megan O'Neill is the Senior VP and the Chief Operating Officer of the Greater Richmond YMCAs. And thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, Megan. And
Absolutely. You have a nice day.
Hope we'll have a good conversation about reopening soon. Thank you.
I look forward to that, actually.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.